Cash for Candy encourages physical and financial health this Halloween, and kids can come and cash in their candy and receive $2 per pound of candy. And Alpine Bank is sponsoring the event. It will be at their Carbondale branch on Highway 133 from 2:30 to 4:30. And kids and families can come and learn about our 10-10-10-70 principle and learn how to pay yourself first by saving 10%, sharing 10%, and investing 10%, and then allocating 70% for spending.
Is the motivation for Youth Entity in having this event to have kids eat less candy, or is it more about that financial aspect?
A researcher did this cash or candy method on Halloween and found that over 60% of the kids who came to his door preferred cash to candy. So this is a way for kids to start earning money and saving for their future, and it encourages healthy financial habits. You know, we've been serving youth since 2006, and financial literacy is a huge issue in this country. A recent study showed that 50% of Americans couldn't come up with $2,000 within 30 days. Another alarming statistic is that 60% of Americans are technically insolvent and adding to their debt loads annually. I think in this community, we're really tuned into physical well-being, spiritual well-being, but financial well-being is also part of that equation. Finances aren't something that are always taught in school or at home, so we're trying to encourage positive behaviors for students and empower youth for future success.
And where does the candy go afterwards?
Afterwards, we're going to donate the candy to Operation Gratitude, and it actually, through FedEx, will ship the candy overseas to active troops who will then use it in community building with kids in the communities that they're working in.
Well, thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be on air.